Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, another T-A-Z production on Blog Talk Radio. We have Carl T. Smith, a.k.a. C.T., is a musician, music producer, songwriter, plus everything else under the name, the nickname of Smooth One. And also later on, supposed to have Andy Ironman, who's a bodybuilder. I've been knowing through my many workouts at the gyms that I go to, so he's supposed to come through. I'd like to introduce our new guest host, DJ, a.k.a. D Lovely. How you doing this evening, DJ?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight, Taz?
Oh, you know I'm on it. And our guest, the first guest, Carl T. Smith. I ain't used to saying this full name. CT, what's up, dog?
What up? What up, man? How are you?
Yeah, I've been knowing CT for a minute. Man, I mean, we met through Rolanda 700, one of the artists that I do music with. She'll be here next week, matter of fact. And I did call her to tell her that she was going to be on the show, so she said she got to get up early and she go to bed too late. Man, we are all getting old. But anyway, CT, I want you to explain to the people exactly what you do as far as doing your music thing, and just give us a brief introduction on what you do.
Briefly, what I do is promote independent acts, artists. That's to make it real brief, through many means, many avenues. We promote shows. We have a independent label. We work with other labels. We, do events. We do a lot of other little things. But basically, cut it short, independent acts, independent artists. That's what we do.
Cool. And you are a musician yourself, man. How did you start off doing that?
Well, my parents played. My father was a musician. And my neighborhood, the neighborhood I grew up in, there was a couple of things, and music was one. Everybody on the block kind of did it. Back then, in my neighborhood, we were up in the Bronx, you had a bunch of groups. You had all kind of people, and we used to all get together, run an extension cord from the window or out to the yard, and plug up to, or we get one of them little round socket things and plug it into the lamppost, and then have jam sessions outside.
Okay, Beach Street. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
There you go. Well, yeah. I mean, actually, that's where it all kind of started. And then people would come out with the cardboard boxes and spin and kick the drum seats, then this drum seat down and the cymbals down and stuff because they were spinning. And,
mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of, you know.
So what is your favorite instrument?
I play keyboards.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically what I do. I play keyboards. But I dabble with a few other instruments, and all the guys around me with their instruments, we kind of work with each other and show each other how to play each other's instrument. But my instrument is keyboards.
Cool.
Now, do you have a genre that you enjoy more than the other? I know a lot of artists, if they play keyboard, they start in the church.
I'm not guilty of that one, though.
Just curious.
I'm not guilty of that one. The only thing the genre of music I like is good music, you know, well-put together music.
Yeah.
But basically, what I've been doing a lot of is R&B. R&B is some contemporary jazz, R&B with a little hip-hop flavor, and there's a couple of gospel things, you know, that we've done or that I have done or produced or worked with or recorded or played on.
Well, I want to play one of your songs, one of your songs yourself. It's called Oh Darling.
Okay.
Give me the vibe for that. Set us up for that. How did you come about creating that song?
Gee, that's a good question.
He writes so many now. He's so prolific.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of the stuff that I have, well, no, that's not true, but a lot of the stuff that I've been working with, it's been around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of, you know, I just kind of sit down and figure out what I want to write or what I think I want to say, and then I'll start writing it. And then, you know, then I'll start recording it and playing and doing all the other stuff, and it'll just come together. And after that, you know, that's it.
You do just like
that. Answer your question, I don't know.
Yeah. It just came out.
Yeah, I don't know. It ends up like that.
This is Oh Darling by Carl T. Smith, a.k.a. C.T.
Is real. You turn me on from cold to hot. But just to hear your voice really means a lot. If you think that I don't love you, you're wrong. My love for you is twice as strong. I want so much to hold you near and say the things you really wanna hear. I want so bad to make you mine and show you how much I really, really care. If you want this girl, just call my name. No one else has made me feel this way.
Oh, darling,
believe it or not, I love.
ATAZP.com is explosive, highlighting indie artists banging louder than a bomb. DJ, producer, performer TAZ brings the questions for you and for me, because it's all about the indie, I-N-D-I-E, as we're working and grinding, searching, seeking, and finding our way to endless shining. We're flowing, singing, rapping, blinging through our positive spirit and high morale. ATAZP.com, home of the devastating beat creator. ATAZP.com, home of the MC motivator. ATAZP.com, home of the indie artist invigorator. This is poet author Mark Lacey telling you to consume some now and save some for later. ATAZP.com.
I'm back. Man, CT.
Yes, sir.
CT, you definitely, when I get up there, you definitely got to hook up, because you got to sing for me, dog. That was good. I like that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know she over there fanning. You all right?
I am. I'm thinking you gave me a real reminiscent vibe. I don't know if anybody ever says, you know, you kind of have a George Benson kind of vibe going on. Do you feel it?
No. Hey, I'll take that. That's good.
It is. I'm telling you, it's so smooth. It's like a real fine wine. It's beautiful.
Well, that's what I'm for my stuff. That's what I'm trying to do, is smooth stuff. Yeah.
That's why they call you the Smooth One, and that's what I wanted to ask. How did you come up with that nickname? Because of the music?
No, actually, I used to co-host a show called The Love Zone. Right? A friend of mine had a show at one of the college stations, City College. Actually, it's still going. On I don't know if I should say other call letters and stuff on here.
No, go on, say it.
Okay.
We free here.
Oh. Uh-huh. The guy's name is Maurice Watts, and they call him The Voice. He's got, like, one of them deep voices. And I used to, at the time, I had my studio across town, and he came over. And I was promoting events, and I hooked up with him. So I ended up doing a co-host thing on his show. And we had a flyer. I had a flyer for a show. And on the show it said, Smooth One Presents or something like that. And when he clicked the mic, he says, "Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you got the Smooth One over here. That's it." And then he started talking. And next thing you know, I was the Smooth One. That was it. But he still has his show going on, and he plays all the oldies and the smooth stuff, and, you know, all the slow stuff, slow jams. It's called The Love Zone.
Cool. So what was it like playing with a New Edition or Bobby Brown, Sarah Dash?
It was great. Oh, it was great. I had a ball. And not only that, I learned a lot of stuff being on the road with them. And then, you know, when you get to know them personally, you get to know you never know what the truth is, but you have an idea, you know, of what the truth is. So when you start hearing the rumors and things like that, it all could be true, but you have an idea of what's not and what is. But it was a great, great time, man. We toured all over the place. I mean, I've never been to Ypsilanti, you know.
I never heard it.
Where is it?
Midwest. That's up there in, you know, like Milwaukee, you know, that area up there.
Okay.
I've What's never been to Ypsilanti.
Of course, I ain't never heard of it. No,
yeah,
of
you know, a bunch of different places. You know, I've never had a chance to go there. But hold on 1 second.
They're hitting the Smooth One up.
But yeah, gotta. Yeah.
Now, how long did you tour? How long were you part of that?
I was with them for 1983. Well, the whole Candy Girl tour.
Oh wow! Okay, were you playing keyboard then too?
Yes.
Okay.
The Candy Girls tour all the way through to All for Love. I was on that, and then I did, and then after that, that's when they decided they weren't going out anymore. And then Bobby went out, and then we did the King of Stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Hawaii. And then after that, I started trying to work on the production things and getting acts and people together and trying to pull, you know, independent artists and friends that I knew that nobody would listen to, that had great stuff, you know, and I started trying to do that and been doing it ever since.
Well, speaking of producing, the song "Feel Me" by Nicky Morgan. How did you get with her and started doing music?
Well, we had an audition. We had an audition here, and we had, you know, people come through, and she was there. She auditioned, and it was a few of the people from that particular audition that we had signed up, and she was one of them, and we worked, you know, on that CD, and she's got a great CD.
Well, I like this song "Feel Me," and that's the one I'm ready to play.
Oh.
Okay,
right now, here you go.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore.
got a strong voice, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, feel. And look here, I got my earphone in my ear, and I felt her. I ain't gonna lie, because she held up. I'm like, dang. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, when I do these shows, I listen for a few beats of a song, mm-hmm. and then I just put it on, you know. If I like mm-hmm. what I heard at the very beginning, I just put it on, and I don't listen to it all the way through. So mm-hmm. I didn't get to the hook, needless to say. But when she said, feel me, oh, my Lord. So I had to take my earphone out of my ear. Strong.
Yeah, felt up,
we thank you very much. We thank you. We're trying.
I like it.
It's really good.
Producer to producer now. I'm asking a question right here. How do you do the artists come in and listen to your beats? Because I'm assuming that you did the music on this, right?
Yes. Yeah. I did the music on all the stuff I sent.
So do the artists come in and listen to finalized beats, or do you just make a beat right on the spot? Because you're that good, I know, but, you know.
I'm going to tell my secret now. Sometimes they sing to a completely different track. And then after we, you know, because it's different ways, but for some of these things, they sung to a different track. And then I came back and revised the track and made it to what it is now.
You the man. You know what? You the man. I'm bowing down.
I'm just a little guy. I wish I was. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, man. He's just going to pass you compliments, but he's the man. I'm letting everybody know. I don't do it that way.
They need to know.
It just depends on...
Oh, no, my brother. It is what it is. I don't do it that way. Oh, no. But that's cool right there. And then go back and re-change. So when they listen to it, they be like, hey, I ain't saying to that. You know?
Well, most of the time, especially Janae Evans. Her track has been changed on her stuff so many times that when I play it, she sit there looking, you know, she's listening as if it's another song, and then it hits her like, hey, wait a minute, that's me. You know? So it has changed so much that now, you know, and I got to give her props. I just seen her yesterday, and I got to give her props. She has grown so much that it doesn't even really matter now. She just go up and she just go right into her wherever she's supposed to sing. So she's got it down now. She's used to me.
So do the artists write their own lyrics, or do you do that as well?
Both, but I've been lucky so far. Most of the artists write their lyrics, and they write for other people also. They you know, got a good writing loop. Little writing team.
Now, I have one question.
Go on, mm-hmm. buddy.
Now, tell me, just honestly, how often does somebody come in and say, I'm an amazing singer, I just need you to put my music, my song to your beats, and then you hear them sing, and you say, oh, no, I can't help you?
All the time. but I never say I can't help them, because I always do. But all the time, yes.
So there really are a lot of people out there who think they can sing, or they think they can sing, you know.
Well, actually, they can. You, everybody can. You may not be able to sing what you want to sing.
Okay.
But everybody can. Everybody can do it. You know, it's just, you know, somebody might want to sing like Luther Vandross, but they need to sing like Steve Arrington.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
We all have a skill. We all can do it.
You all could do it. Everybody could do it. I've done some stuff where, you know, people say, how did you do that? And I go, I don't know. You know, I just do what I do, you know. But it comes from listening to it. And I like warm stuff, and I'll sit and work on a bass line or, you know, a drum pad, and I'll sit and work on that for a week. so that it'll give me the feel that I want. Being able to play it, I could play it right off. But to get the feel you want so that it'll feel right. So like when Taz said, she said, feel me.
Yeah.
I want the music to, you know, portray that. I want it to, you know, sit in that track and make you feel it.
I mean, there's so many similarities between me and his style. I understood exactly what he was talking about. He just, now, I mean, you know, some people that just don't do music a lot probably just listen on the outside, but I'm actually on the inside looking in and going, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because you got to, if you write and you create, you damn near a perfectionist. Because you want it to sound a certain way. You already got it in your head how you want it to go down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of doing it and making it satisfyingly sound the way you thought it could sound. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like sometimes I go in and do a couple of tracks and then go back over, do another track and be like, wait a minute, that ain't the way I wanted it. And I got to go back and do it. Just all because of the way I said it. You know what I'm saying? Or the way or the way the artist sung it. So, you know, so it's a matter of trying to get it and tweaking it right the way you want it and how you want it to be sound and heard. So, how many songs is in your library, Prince? I mean, CT, my bad.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I have now, it's been a couple of years now, but I have a couple of writers and people all over the country. We getting together and, you know, you pull together numbers, you just strengthen numbers. So, I have a great writer, you know, that's in Connecticut. His name is Lasalis G. Smith. We got, you know, I got a great musician and you know, producer, writer, you know, is Kevin Fulton. He's here in New York. I got a guy, there's people all over, you know, that we all work together and come up with some stuff. The next couple of albums that we're working on now, you're going to start hearing a lot more of the work that they have, that they've contributed.
Okay, cool. Like I said, I'm gonna get with you and submit a couple of beats to you. I want you to be on the record now, whoever else you feel, but I want you to be on the record. You heard me. You heard me, DJ. I'm telling them now. I want him to be on it. I don't want to hear him do... If he got to sing a hook, I'm all right. But he needs to be on there. You know, I'd rather him sing the whole song, but okay. If you sing the hook, I'm cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to this song that you sent by Janae Evans, I Don't Know.
Okay,
And it seems like that's what you say on a couple of things. I don't know how I did that. I don't know. So how did you do this? Is it going to be
possible? I don't know.
I figured as much. Danae Evans on ATAZP.
Time. I can hear this thing, and you know, when I did stuff, we just sent postcards. But okay, I'm supposed to say something about the ABC show.
ASAP.
Is that like Ajax with a Z? The Taz, can I just say I like Taz, and if you like Taz and music, you should listen to it. Okay, that's good enough, baby. You got to give the people straight words.
Well, Granny is ATAZP.
We got another TAZ production, and if you like the music and you like it hot and you like it loud, because I know y'all young folks like it loud, you need to tune in to another ATAZP Productions. ATAZP Productions with TAZ and all them other folks. And I got to give a special shout out to Roro. Is Roro going to be on here?
Yes.
Okay. The internet with Taz and the rest of the crew. You check it out. What is the internet? Is that a radio station?
It's a computer.
Oh, Lord. That's why I had to get it on a tape. All right. Check it out. Internet, ATAZP, another production. Okay. All right. How you turn this off?
That's Rolanda 700. With her own self.
Roro ain't got no sense.
She's acting like her mother.
Never will.
She acting like a grandmother, and she will be down here next Tuesday, and we're doing three shows. They're going to be pre-recorded during the day, and we're going to put them on at night. So we're doing three shows during the daytime from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and everybody will be coming down from out of town. So as they come in, we'll have more people in to do the show. So we're going to act a fool that first day. Believe me, we're going to have to fool every day. But that first day going to be crazy. But, CT, I want you to give your information to the people on how they can hit you up, get your CDs.
Okay, let's see. Get the CDs. You can go to musicshop.smooth1, that's the number one, .com. Or you can look us up on Amazon.com, or we're on iTunes, and hopefully it's supposed to be on Rhapsody, Napster, and eMusic. I got to check all of that, but we'll see, hopefully. But you can get it there. You can visit us at smooth1.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, we're on MySpace and got the Facebook and everything. Facebook, MySpace, and Facebook is CT Smooth 1. So www.myspace.com/CT Smooth 1. You'll get through to me.
Any last questions, DJ?
I'm just going to ask you if there's an artist out there that wants to get in contact with you the same way, MySpace, Facebook, Smooth 1. .com, all of the same?
Yeah, all of the same.
All right. Yeah, I'm not saying it's me. Not me.
I hope it might be. Somebody, come on. Somebody get here. I need some artists. Come on.
Well, CT, I am definitely glad that you came through. We haven't talked in, I say, about almost a year and a half. I at least call you every now and then periodically just to see how you're doing. And I need to start doing that more often and more frequent. But I guess when at the beginning of the year, I'm going to contact you again because I'm going to send some beats off to you. And I guess we'll name the CD CT Meets Z-Bass. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Sounds good.
It sounds like a science fiction movie. I don't know.
Well, thank you again, CT. I appreciate you. Love you like family, dog. And we'll be talking, man.
All right, thank you. Thank you, likewise. Thanks for inviting me, and I had a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. And keep me in mind. Talk to you later.
All right, peace.
All right, good night.
All right, DJ, what are we going to do? I knew old boy was might not call. We got 15 minutes, so I'm gonna play some of the house party performances from since we're gonna be doing that all next week. I'm gonna play
gotta
a couple
people. You gotta tell them what's going down with you in the next on next weekend.
Well, really is every year we put it down and have a yearly party that I record for the web radio show. This is the fifth one. And we have different artists that I'm friends with come through and perform. It's nothing but a spread where you can eat. You can get drunk, too, but I don't drink.
Uh-oh.
But you can
Uh-oh.
Get drunk, too. There's a lot of drinking going on because my boy Ron L., who sings, makes this drink called Bookum that everybody go crazy.
Like, it's dangerous.
That everybody go crazy over, believe me. Girl tried to do spoken word and had some Bookum. And in the middle of her spoken word, she said, ooh, forgive me, y'all, that Bookum. And we yelling in the background, girl, you got to fight it. Girl, it ain't nothing but a liquid. You know, things of that nature. So I'm going to play one of the songs that Ron did. Well, Caress, the group Caress, when we first started this thing about 5 years back. Caress, that includes Ron L., my boy, for 20 years I've been knowing. Gina L., his ex-girlfriend, but they're still singing together. Jerry Harrison, who I met through the group, police officer in Newport News. And Melissa, who sings with them as well. This is Caress when they first came down to the first house party.
Okay.
I guess you wonder where I've been.
Hey, Jerry. I searched to find a love within.
Make me do for love. Do for love.
That's one of the performances at the house party. That was Caress, Ron L, and Jared Bear singing that spot.
That he was loved. Hot. That
was yeah, hot. That's one of the performances that went down 5 years ago. Also, we also do some new music because I always have like 4 tracks that we record right off the bat, and I hurry up and mix them down so I can have them for the house party that night when I DJ. I DJ for like from 9 to about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got a lot of music, and I play church music in between. We be jamming to some church, jazz, hip-hop, all the way through. So, you know, I play different songs because I love different music. But a lot of people always walk up on me and go, that's gospel? Yeah. But I got to have that jamming right now, I know. So this is one of the songs.
What kind of age range do you get coming to your party? To the big blowout. What kind of range?
From young kids to old heads, like 50 something. From 18 to 50. Because I got there's some young kids that performed the first house party that I'm friends with, and it's a music production company, and they do crunk music. But they had these old heads in here going. What was the name of the song? I want to say it was I Ain't Afraid to Be a Gangster. Had them saying it. But they were talking about being gangster with their knowledge and being gangster doing the right thing. Being gangster, you know, getting that good job and getting that money. So
right,
had everybody... Had all the old people talking about, I ain't afraid to be gangster. I was laughing, boy. But I'm gonna be honest, you know, I'll be 50 next year. Now a lot of people are like,
well, I'll be 50 this year.
And it don't sound like, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, you're young as you feel. You know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But like I said, I like a lot of different music. I listen to a lot, and I'm friends with that young guy that does his own music. Friends with his father. And they came and performed the first one in the A. So this will be the last one in the A since we're moving. So I'm trying to get him to come to the last one, too. This is the last song that I'm going to leave with is Hey You. It's a song, one of the songs that we recorded while we was down here, the first house party. This was me and Melissa. DJ, it's been nice having you on the show.
It was great. I loved it.
You did good for your little first outing, but don't worry because you're going to have many more. After next week, all you got to do is just tune in because it's pre-recorded. It's going to be pre-recorded, and we're going to act a fool for a whole hour every night. We're going to act a fool. We might have to take it longer than an hour when Ron L. get on Friday night. It might be stupid then because when Ron comes, then my sister come in. It's going to be foolish, absolutely foolish. Because I'll be writing a little.
Don't drink and get on the radio, okay?
Well, I don't drink, so, you know, you ain't got to worry about me.
Well, you're right.
They're going to be a little tipsy, but we're gonna read the Black Soap Opera, Another Story. Because before we had this blog talk, I was doing radio, web radio on my website, ataz.com. I was doing it over there, and I got 85 hours of radio logged in over on my website. And during that time, we was doing this little soap opera that I take out a pen and write five minutes worth of material. We act a fool with it because it was a comedy. It's not a serious soap opera, well, radio opera,
right.
I would say. It's not serious. It's more comedic, something for you to laugh at. And basically, it's all about TAZ being the born loser. I can't win for nothing. So that's the premise of the whole thing. So with that, we take off, and I just begin losing. and furiously, and a whole lot of times, I don't win Nathan. I'm the butt of the joke. So we just have a good time with this whole series that I wrote. So I'm getting ready to write, I guess, about 4 acts for Friday's deal. And we read it live at the house party, too.
You do?
Yeah, so it's like rock.
they take on the different characters and.
Well, yeah, people like Ron. He's got a character where he actually like he stutters. Like this old sergeant used to stutter when we were stationed together in Germany 20 years ago, and he acts just like the sergeant, and he'd be like, I want to kiss this lady, but and then when you start talking to him about money, he don't stutter. Like, you owe me $5. Hell no, I don't owe you no $5. I ain't never gonna pay no. He stopped stuttering then.
Yeah.
It was about the money. But then you say, man, you stop stuttering. He'd be like, I don't stutter. I wrote all this. This is off the top of my head. So we act a fool with this whole thing. So you see what I'm talking about. Hopefully Jerry come down because he act like the singing man. Every time you ask him or talk to him, he'd be like, how you doing, my brother? What's up with all this singing? I'm not singing. You are. No, I'm not. You are. Here we go. This is my singing voice. Somewhere over the rainbow. They start talking. So everybody's got their own personality. Everybody's got their own. I gave them their own character, and it's crazy. Straight up crazy. So hopefully he'll be down, and also G. Wright, the gospel singer, and he talks real funny, but he sings like Luther. And the only song that he's a great singer, but the only song that he sings is If This World Were Mine. That's the only song that he knows. And he only sings the hook. So that's it. And he's going on tour around the United States singing one song and the hook. And it's called really it's called If This World Was Mine tour. We talked about that today. We talked about that today laughing. But anyway, we're gonna have a good time next week. And hopefully you can make it up.
I'm looking forward to it. That's on my agenda. I'm trying.
And if you need any lodging or whatever, get with me off scene, and we'll talk.
Okay. Yeah. I'll talk to you.
This is Hey You by me and Melissa. Melissa, I call her, on ATAZP. We're going to let it ride out. Thank you, DJ, for coming through. I will talk to you in another week after this crazy week going on.
Okay. Well, listen, I am excited. I appreciate you having me, and I'll be back.
All right, DJ. Here you go. Hey, you.
Mastery 3. There she goes. Looking real. Say, yo, why don't we do something, say, tonight-ish?
I'm not down with you, and I'm definitely not feeling you.
Huh? I'm not down with you. I'm not feeling you. Yo, the party don't jump till I walk in seat. They whisper and point straight at the TAZ. Celebrity status, got me in for free. Searching for the honey, let me find the bee. I'm booking it, she got that back attack. A pretty thick one, and that's a fact. High quality looks, nothing lacks. The tail of the tape, the punchy pack. I look away, I wanna impress. Not run up on her like all the rest. And if she smiles, she passed the test. Alone in a room without her dress. I like the way she displays the body. Real cool with it, never acting snotty. Dry street staff, 2,000 eyes. Had to get a check, cause she's a hottie.
Hey, you. You're down with me. Hey, you.
I wanna latch on, but I'm too cool. She got me in her grips, but I'm no fool. Always lick the tongue, the golden rule. Playing with fire, you make them drool. Can I catch you, girl, when you start to fall? And if you moan louder, I give my all. With you on my arms, they say I ball. My heart's a dial tone, for you I call. The party don't jump till I walk in scene. They whisper and point straight at the TAC. Celebrity status got me in for free. Searching for the honey, let me find the bee. I'm booking, she's got that back attack. A pretty thick one, and that's a fact. High quality looks, nothing lacks. The tail of the tape, the punch she packs.
Hey, you, are you down with me?